No country has had a greater impact on America's economy today than China. And at a time when many say is our greatest fiscal crisis since the Great Depression, a new book goes behind the scenes in China and into its world-beating factories. The book is called The China Price, The True Cost of Chinese Competitive Advantage, written by Alexandra Harney, a former editor of the Financial Times. WMNF spoke with Harney today about The China Price.
The China Price, which is that ultra-low price that we all pay for Chinese-made goods, is a reflection not only of relatively low wages in China, but also of, I found, a widespread neglect of China's own very good labor and environmental legislation. It's also a reflection of huge pressure that American retailers put on Chinese factories for ever lower prices. And it's a reflection of some genuinely legitimate factors. One of them is that when you move a lot of the manufacturing to China, it all clusters in the same place, and that's extremely efficient, very difficult to compete with.
I remember back in the mid-early 90s when NAFTA came into place, we started hearing about these maquiladoras down south of the border where U.S. companies started going there to move their production facilities. But then all of a sudden, they were moving out of Mexico and moving to China.
Yep, and those maquiladoras really lost out. No one really can compete with China in some ways in these consumer goods areas. They are able to offer the lowest possible price. And so that competitive advantage and the human and environmental sacrifices that go into it is what my research is all about.
You write about the modularization of production. How has China been able to specialize in that?
Well, the modularization of production is kind of a concept that's popular in people who talk about supply chain. So it basically means that you're able, when you make anything, whether it's an iPod or a computer or a bed for that matter, you break up that process of manufacturing into tiny, discrete steps. And so different factories can do each one of those steps, and then one factory can bring it all together and assemble it. And China is very much a part of that supply chain. A lot of what China does, it imports goods from elsewhere, whether it's, zippers and buttons or yarn or, electronics parts, semiconductors. They bring it in, and it's all assembled in China. And, China's incredibly vast labor pool is part of why it's able to be so competitive. But as we talked about, there are a lot of other factors as well.
Indeed. We're speaking with Alexandra Harney. Her book is The China Price, now out in paperback. Alexandra Harney, you also write about subcontracting. And my question to you is, are companies like Walmart aware of this?
Right. So what I talk about in my book is this issue of essentially illegal subcontracting. As we outsource our manufacturing to China, Chinese factories outsource to other manufacturers. Sometimes that's totally legitimate and fair, but sometimes they do that in a way that basically allows those subcontractors to violate standards of safety and health of, the content, the materials they're putting in those products, and finally, of course, labor and environmental standards. I talk in my book of a phenomenon I've discovered called shadow factories. Very well known among manufacturers in China, you show your American customer one factory, and that indeed produces some of the products for that American retailer. But around the corner is another factory, your shadow factory, that's producing the same goods under totally different conditions.